This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tens of thousands of people marched Saturday in the Sudanese capital of Khartoum to protest this week's military coup and call for restoration of civilian rule. Protesters carried Sudanese flags and chanted military rule can't be praised and this country is ours and our government is civilian. People also took to the streets in cities in central, eastern, and northern Sudan. The Central Committee of Sudanese Doctors said three protesters were shot dead by security forces in Omdurman. It said 38 people were injured, including some by gunfire. Sudanese police denied shooting protesters during the demonstrations. A representative of the military was not immediately available to comment. The demonstrations marked the biggest challenge to General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan since he ousted Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok's cabinet on Monday. Tigrayan forces said Saturday they had seized the strategic town of Desi in Ethiopia's Amhara region, where tens of thousands of ethnic Amharas have sought refuge from an escalation in fighting. A spokesperson for the Tigray People's Liberation Front told the Reuters news agency by satellite phone that fighters pushed Ethiopian government forces from Desi and were headed toward the town of Kombolcha. Reuters could not independently verify the TPLF's accounts of developments, and phone lines in Desi appeared to be down. The capture of Desi would be a strategic gain for Tigrayan fighters against the central government forces, who are trying to dislodge them from the Amhara region. War broke out nearly a year ago between federal troops and the TPLF. Thousands of people have been killed, and more than 2 million people have been forced to flee. This is VOA News. Italian Premier Mario Draghi has called on the world's richest nations to pick up the pace in getting COVID-19 vaccines to poor countries. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Draghi, who's the host for the two-day Group of 20 summit in Rome, said that only 3% are vaccinated in the poorest countries, while 70% in rich countries have had at least one shot.
These differences are morally unacceptable and undermine the global recovery.
Global health and the economy are themes running throughout the summit as world leaders all grapple with the same issues ranging from climate change, vaccines, economic recovery, and international taxation. For rich countries, vaccines and stimulus spending have restarted economic activity. Unfortunately, lower-income developing countries don't have the resources to jumpstart their economies as they struggle with vaccinations and financing. French President Emmanuel Macron said he expects the G20 to confirm an additional $100 billion to support Africa's economies. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of anti-G20 and environmentalist activists marched through the streets of Rome on Saturday to protest against a lack of action by G20 leaders in tackling climate change. Protesters belonging to various groups, Fridays for Future, Extinction Rebellion, and leftist labor unions, said that summits such as the G20 and the COP26 are not doing enough to solve problems related to climate change and extreme weather. Italy hopes the G20 can secure commitments from countries representing 80% of the global economy and responsible for around the same amount of global carbon emissions ahead of the UN climate conference. Most of the heads of state and government who are in Rome will next head to Glasgow, Scotland, as soon as the G20 is over for the UN climate summit. President Joe Biden said Saturday that nuclear talks with Iran would resume while he and a trio of European allies warned that Tehran has accelerated the pace of provocative nuclear steps after they met to align strategy for the negotiations that are aimed at trying to bring Iran and the U.S. back into compliance with a 2015 nuclear accord. Biden and the leaders of Germany, France, and Britain met at a pivotal time as Iran continues to enrich uranium to near weapons-grade levels. The leaders are trying to revive the 2015 deal and restore Iran's program to where it was under the pact, which kept the Islamic Republic at least 1 year away from the potential to field a nuclear weapon. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke.